Why, hello everybody, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Lisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about the one and only King of Pop, Michael Jackson. So here we go. Michael Joseph Jackson was born in Gary, India on August 29th, 1958. He was the 8th of the 10th children of the Jackson family, a working class African-American family living in a two-bedroom house on Jackson Street. The Jackson left Motown in 1975, signing with Epic Records and renaming themselves the Jacksons. In 1977, Jackson moved to New York City to star in The Scarecrow in The Wiz, a musical film directed by Sidney Lumet, alongside Diana Ross, Nipsey Russell and Ted Ross, which was a box office failure. From 1981 to 1983, Jackson recorded demos of The State of Shock, Victory and There Must Be More Life to This, with Queen's lead singer Freddie Mercury. Planned for a duet album. Jackson's sixth studio album titled Thriller was released on November 29th, 1982, and it was the best-selling album worldwide in 1983. It eventually became the best-selling album of all time in the US and the best-selling album in history worldwide, selling more than an estimated 70 million copies, and it topped the Billboard 200 chart for 37 weeks, and it was in the top 10 of the 200 of 80 consecutive weeks. On the 28th of March 1983, Jackson reunited with his brothers for Motown 25, Yesterday, Today, Forever, an NBC television special. The show aired on the May 16th to an estimated audience of 47 million and featured the Jacksons and other Motown stars. Jackson's solo performance of Billie Jean earned him his first Emmy Award nomination, wearing a glove decorated with rhinestones. And he debuted his moonwalk dance, which Jeffrey Daniel had taught him 3 years earlier, and it became his signature dance in his repertoire. With Lionel Richie, Jackson co-wrote the charity single We Are the World, which raised money for the poor in the US and Africa. And Jackson collaborated with Paul McCartney in the early 1980s and learned that McCartney was making $40 million a year from owning rights to the other artists' songs. Jackson released his first album in 5 years on August 31st, 1987, titled Bad. In the US, his first single, Black and White, was the album's highest charting song, and it was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 7 weeks and achieved similar chart performances worldwide. The second single, Remember the Time, peaked at number three on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart, and Earth Song was the third single released from history, and topped the UK single charts for 6 weeks over Christmas 1995, and it became the 87th best-selling single in the UK. From October 1997 to September 2001, Jackson worked on his 10th solo album, Invincible, which cost $30 million, equivalent to $53.3 million in 2024, to record making it the most expensive album of all time. In 2008, for the 25th anniversary for Thriller, Jackson and Sony released the Thriller 25, with two remixes released as singles, The Girl Is Mine 2008 and Wannabe Startin' Something 2008. Thriller 25 was the last recorded work released from during his life, which he extensively involved in, with Jackson co-producing the album's remix tracks. For his 50th birthday, Sony BMG re-released the series of greatest hits during King of Pop, which different track lists for different regions. Fans placed flowers and notes on Jackson's star on Hollywood Walk of Fame on the day of his death. On June 29, 2009, less than 3 weeks before the concert, a residency was due to begin in London, with all concerts sold out, Jackson passed away from cardiac arrest. Jackson's memorial was held on July 7, 2009 at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, preceded by a private family service at the Forest Lawn Memorial Park and Hall of Liberty. Over 1.6 million fans applied for tickets to the memorial, and the 8,750 recipients were drawn from at random, and each received two tickets. The memorial service was one of the most watched events in streaming history, with estimated US audience of 31 million and a worldwide audience of estimated 2.5 to 3 billion. So now you know about Michael Jackson. It's obviously so sad that he's no longer here, even though he does have some troubles in his life, but Even though he did have troubles, he was still one of the most amazingest musicians that ever lived in the whole world. His legacy is going to live on through the power of his music. My two favourite songs is Thriller and Earth Song. Those two are my favourites. Thriller, I do love Thriller. Thriller is probably number one. The number two for me will be Earth Song. But yeah, Thriller is an iconic one I had growing up. And I remember hearing it in films and like just hearing it in the background if my dad would put music on. But yeah, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. What an absolute legend. And thank you for making music how it is, how it was. And your legacy, like I said, is going to live on through the power of your music. So join me next week as I talk even more celebrities. So bye for now, everybody. Stay tuned.